In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
My burden is easy and my yoke is light. Comforting words, no doubt, that we can come to Jesus with our burdens, with our labors, and rest them on him. Of course, this is also the same Jesus who said, if you're going to follow me, you're going to have to take up your cross to do it. If you're going to follow me, you better count the cost. No one goes out to build a tower without first seeing if they have enough funds and enough materials to finish it. No one goes out to fight a war without first deciding if they have enough troops to win it. So he never says it's going to be easy to follow him, and yet we can bring our burdens to him. How do we reconcile these ideas? Well, as in so many ways, context is important. Here, Christ is talking to a group of people, and they've been led by the group called the Pharisees. I'm sure you've spent all your time in church hearing about Jesus and the Pharisees. But just to recap, the Pharisees were the ones who studied Scripture and were totally devoted to Torah. They were good people. We often think of them as the bad guys, but they're not. Of all the different groups in first century Judaism, Jesus was most like the Pharisees. And I think that's why he gets so upset with them. He's like, you guys are this close to getting it right. Why can't you just take that next step? And he gets frustrated at times. Because the Pharisees really were trying to follow God's word. Their feeling was that the exile to Babylon had happened because God needed to teach the people a lesson. They hadn't been keeping Torah. They hadn't been following God's law. And now here they were, occupied by the Roman Empire. And it was, again, God trying to get their attention, the Pharisees felt. And the way to overcome this was to follow God's law, follow the rules. And that's what they tried to do. They were sincere followers of the Word of God. They just went a bit overboard. And they got so busy dealing with the minutiae of the law, they forgot the purpose of the law. Jesus, in another spot, talks about them tithing mint and cumin. Even the very spices in their larder, they would make sure 10% went to the temple. Or he talks about, you guys strain gnats out of your soup. I mean, gnats are unclean. You don't want to eat one, but then you swallow a camel whole. In keeping the details, they miss the point. And our Lord tells us the point of the law. Every Sunday in Rite 1, we say it. On this hang all the law and the prophets, that we're to love the Lord our God and we're to love our neighbors as ourselves. That's what it's all pointing to. That's what we're trying to do. That's the reason behind the law. And so here people are trying to follow the law, but forgetting why. They're just following it because it's the law. And in a sincere effort to keep from even getting near breaking the law, they would set borders up well inside where the law went. And so people were burdened by the Pharisees with keeping laws even more than what the law said, and yet losing sight of why God gave the law in the first place. God gave Torah, gave the rule of love and law so that we can have communion with God and communion with each other. It's a way of building community. But it became an end in its own right. Keep the law. We're not sure why, but we do. Jesus talked about it in the Sermon on the Mount, with the whole, you have heard it said, but I say bit. You've heard it say, thou shalt not kill. I say, don't even hate your brother. As I've said before, it's just because you get to the end of the day and you haven't killed someone, it doesn't mean you're a good person. Yes, you've kept the law, but there's more to it than that. And that's what Jesus is teaching us. Don't worry so much about rules and regulations, but love. Love one another. Over and over again, this is our Lord's message to us, that we are to love. The Last Supper in John's Gospel, he spends chapters saying, love. If you love me, follow my commandment, and my commandment is that you are to love one another. A new commandment I give you. Love. We can't talk about love too much. God is love. The essence, the being of God revealed in Jesus Christ is of love. That we're to spend our time building each other up, raising up the kingdom of God, bringing it more and more to a reality here where we are. We don't look for being taken up out of this world. We want to transform the world, that God will transform the world through us. And he'll do it through the power of love. Paul was struggling with this in his letter to the Romans, how to reconcile Torah and grace, law and grace, law and love. And he tells them it's not easy. He said, I know. I struggle within myself, he says. I want to do the right thing, but then I'm tempted to do the wrong thing, and I'm always constantly fighting. But that's what it is. It's a struggle. But it's not a burden laid on us if we're to follow this set of rules no matter what. That part is actually easy. Love. Carrying it out, not so much. I mean, one of the most basic ones is love your enemies. Have you ever tried doing that? It's not easy. No, we don't want to love our enemies. We want to defeat our enemies. We want to destroy our enemies. But Christ tells us to love our enemies. Not avoid them in Kroger. Not post nasty things on Facebook to them. But to love them. And yeah, that part is very hard. That is difficult. But it's not a burden laid on us. It's something that we strive to do in response to what God has done for us. God has given his Son, Jesus Christ, to take on the burden of sin, to take it off of us and take it on himself and to bear it for us, because we can't. And yet God makes the way through Jesus Christ, through his life, his death, his resurrection and ascension. God provides the means for us to love, to be in communion with God and our neighbor. And it's not a difficult thing. And if it feels like loving your neighbor as yourself is difficult and hard, we need to be working on that. Because we are to love. Love our enemies, love our friends, love our families, love everyone. There's no asterisk in the Bible. There's no footnote saying, except for these. It's just love. And that is as easy as it gets and as hard as it can be. But that's what we're called to do. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.